would just want to maybe report about my current meditations.
Good.
So like now I'm more easier to feel the heartbeats, you know, more relaxing.
Yes.
And just now when Sister Poyen mentioned his sharing, her sharing, and then you say even itchiness also, you know, just
just
I think
that part,
Then
you will understand how it condition you to do something, understand? Because that itself is craving, because you have the memory. You are so conditioned that this sensation is itchiness. You don't like. You like pleasant sensation. So it will condition you like to scratch or to move or to do something about it. But if you don't do anything, find out in the meditation. If you assume you are dead, what happened?
Yes.
You find out. It's very good.
Yeah. And then there was one time also, there was like, you know, the face, maybe my face is oily, is it?
Yes.
So, you know, they got the sensations. I just, so it suddenly is like, there is a layer, you know.
Yeah. Correct.
It's a layer that detached me from, I can feel that, but at the same time, I'm able to tolerate.
Yeah, you can endure it because that is sati. That is sati. When the sati is there, actually, it's like that craving. They like not able to affect you, so you can endure because you are in sati. Then later on, when your sati is continued, it's like a layer, like you describe, a layer of pure energy that is without craving. That's why at that time, you will not feel the itchiness or whatever. Because I did it before. I did the dynamic hand meditation. Then I remember I shared with you. There was a very itchy part on my forehead then above my eyebrow, I remember. Very itchy. That was for me to understand. Then as I developed the stability of mindfulness, that my mindfulness become continuous, then I realized, hey, like a very fine layer of pure energy, like between that itchy sensation and the true mind, the pure mind, then I don't feel anything. Then the moment I slow down that mindfulness, the thing come back. That's why I know. Then I continue to be aware and mindful. Then I relax and silent. Then I don't need to do anything. Finally, that sensation is gone because it's dependent originating. Then it cannot like condition you to react anymore. Then you know the mundane mind is the one that actually got conditioned into activity by the habitual tendency, by your wrong thought, because you want to react. So when you understand, that is more important. The understanding is more important. Then after that, you want to scratch, you want to do anything, you can. Meditation is for you to use wisdom and understanding. So when you experience all this, you can experiment with it. Then you understand what sati is, what that awareness nature is. The awareness nature and the thought are two different things. So thought arise to respond to memory. So this one, the sensation, which is the phenomena or feeling or sensation, we call it. How did you create the word itchy? Is because of our conditioning. That's why thought is respond to memory, which is a conditioning. So that memory will condition you into labeling it as itchiness. Then your habitual tendency is, it is an uncomfortable feeling. You want comfortable feeling. So that is craving. Craving, and you want things your way, which is not nature's way. So what happened, if you can be in a state like you are dead, then you endure and see what happened. Initially, very interesting, it like continue to disturb you, haunt you.
That's correct.
Until you feel like, you cannot take it, you understand. But you don't worry. you just smile, relax, and maintain it. When you go through it, it becomes very beautiful. That whole sensation just disappears. Then for you, your sati is quite good. You can feel that there is a layer to separate it. Means you have stabilized your sati. Very good. Sadhu to you. That's it
now. Now I really, you know, appreciate about the lying down, because it is no effort, is it?
Effortless and very easy to do. That is the most
correct
posture.
And then
you lie down, you snore, you sleep. You're tired. But now you know how to maintain awareness and do it correctly, then it become different. What helped you was the last reporting when you do anapanasati that time. You at first don't know that you have to stay with the heartbeat. Well, when you can feel the heartbeat, means your sati has improved. Otherwise, you cannot feel the heartbeat. Then you're supposed to stay at your heartbeat, but instead you go and watch your mind, which is the wrong thing. So when you stay at the heartbeat, that is the third way that the Buddha explained. Be with it, like Kolo no, aware. Then you realize whatever that you are aware, slowly, slowly slow down and cease. Because they are all dependent originating. So everything will become more and more quiet and more peaceful. And then your state will develop some more. That's how you are able to develop the meditation. Then I remember you told me, next time you stay at the heartbeat. That's why now you find it easier for you to be aware of your heartbeat. And later on, throughout the day, you can have that type of awareness that is sensitive enough to be aware of not only your heartbeat, wherever you locate your mind, the vibration inside there, you will feel it. Even you put your hand on the floor, the cold floor, you can feel the vibration, everything. Where your sati has improved, then you become sensitive, that mind. Then you will experience a lot of things that Po Cheng also went through, Karen also went through, and many people go through. When you have sati, you become different. That's why this aspect of the teaching, if nobody go through or experience, I can't explain. So now you start to understand everybody is different. Everybody approach it differently. You use your own word to describe it because you are able to, because you are in that state of awareness, mindfulness. That's why Kayamita must understand, unless you really meditate correctly, all these things is only words to you, knowledge to you. But you do it, it becomes very exciting, like what Chin Hao went through. It's very beautiful. Very good, Chin Hao.
Now I understand much better about why I want to stay in the heart. Because
correct.
Like what you say, mind can only add one thing. Because sometimes they're, you know, the on and off, there will be thought coming in, is it?
Correct. Yes, I do.
So, when I've been carried away by the thought, then, you know, I can feel that, I was carried away. I bring it back, stay on my heart, then it will be back already.
Yeah, it becomes very quiet because the mind doesn't run. It has awareness. When you are aware, you cannot think. That's why you have to anchor it at the heart initially. But after you anchor more and more, you develop stability. Then later on, it becomes so quiet, the mind enters sati. When the mind enters sati, technically, you don't have to anchor anymore. It's like object of meditation. You don't need it to stay there to be aware, to maintain awareness. Then when the mind enters sati, you will know one. Whatever you do, when you come out, your mind is in the state of sati. Means your bodily activity, your kaya movement. You realize how come your mind is one with it, awareness and the phenomenal movement is one. Yes, your mind has entered sati. So your seeing is in sati, specific phenomenal awareness. Your hearing is in sati. Smell, taste, tactile, thought process, thinking, all in sati. At that time, the mindfulness is different. That time, it's like slow motion, but it's not really slow motion. It's because your awareness nature is so different now. You can see all this that people cannot see. That's why your subtle mental intention, your subtle defilement, all you can see, whatever that is hidden, the subconscious and the unconscious release, you can see them. You become different. That is the power of meditation, power of mindfulness and awareness. Very good. So, you know.
And then I understand that, you know, reason why you want us to anchor into the heart.
Yes.
It's because to prolong the sati, is it?
Yes. To stabilize it.
To stabilize and prolong. Because when we are aware, then there's no thought, is it?
Yeah, no thought.
Then the longer that we can prolong the...
That is stabilized.
Yes. Yes. Mm. That's why now I start to appreciate and really, you know, thank you.
Sadhu to you. Mahasadhu. Let's rejoice. Sadhu. 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 Very good. Now, for you to reach this understanding is... fantastic.
Yes.
You rejoice. Huh? You will progress very fast from now onward. But you must persevere and just do. Do not be complacent. Continue with your meditation. Continue with your whatever cultivation. Then later on, once you are able to do that, when you drive, when you travel, you can recuperate very fast. You just rest, silent yourself. You can lie down in the car or on your driver's seat. Within 5 to 10 minutes, you can have a very good rest. Then as you continue to develop all this, you can have 15 to 20 minutes. You will be very fresh and you will recuperate. Then at night when you sleep also, you will become very fresh and you hardly sleep initially. Then you realize that is the meditative state of a cultivator. Most of the time, you just awake. Then not long, you can go into the sleeping state, the awareness that go in like poaching went in. You can be aware of your sleeping moments and all those things. But that one take a while. You can try and do it. So all this is very beautiful. You can progress accordingly. Very good, Sadhu.
One thing I want to say that is that, you know, I've been trying so hard, is it, for many years.
Correct.
And I think aspiration is very important.
Yeah, the faith. Because,
But one thing is like you have to be very, very patient. Like, I don't know, like for me, I've been doing many years. You know, really many years, you see.
But you couldn't get it because you didn't have the understanding last time.
And then, it was, especially whenever when we have retreat in Cameron Highlands, you see.
Correct, yes.
I was kneeling down at the Buddha, you know, and then I was like even asking for forgiveness until my tear also come out, you see.
Yeah, but
like,
there's
nothing, you see. So the thing is like, you know, we have, at that time, I still have expectation, like, you know, doing this and doing that, yet there's no result and all those kind of things.
You have the expectation to progress and all those things. That is the thought, active, craving.
All right. So really, you see, until it's been really, I mean, even people ask me, how long have I been with Rantio? I also quite shy, quite ashamed to tell them, you know, how many years I've been with you, you see. So, but really, until recently, I can see there's a big difference, you see.
Yeah, big change. So, because this is the test that nature has. You know why? Because it's your past karmic obstruction and all those things. So when you ask for forgiveness and develop the faith and really like you make aspiration for causes and conditions, because you are so sincere, your faith is so strong, so they have its effect. Like they say, kan tong tian means your sincerity, your purity. Nature also respond to it positively because you are so sincere. It has moved heaven. Kan tong le tian. Tian means nature's law. Tian ti, heaven and the sky. So tian ti is about existence, about, we call it the heavenly realm, of course, but it includes nature's earthly realm or within the existential world. These nature's law, they work perfectly, beautifully. So when you have that sincerity and the patience, like what you realize to do it, then it touches heaven. Now the word is touches heaven, kantong tian, then it will manifest. Then you will have the condition to actually understand all this. And then once that karmic obstruction is gone, you will progress very fast, very smoothly. Everything will slowly like go your way, provided you are not caught in complacency. Then you will become beautiful and your real meditative progress will start to happen. Then you will move very fast. Then you start to appreciate more and more things, a lot more. Sadhu, very good. Yeah. Congratulations, my nature rejoice.
Yeah. That's why I would say that to maybe share with all Kayamita is have to be really, really patient and just do, is it? Like what Po Ching said, don't ask and don't expect, is it?
Just do. Don't try to know.
It will come to you. Is it? It definitely will come to you. It will take some time, but you know, it will definitely come to you.
Yeah, it's a matter of time. Yes. If you are patient, you are sincere, and you diligently persevere.
Yeah. You waited for 7 years, I think.
Yeah, 7 years. Even Song also saying, initially follow me 5 years earlier on, then later on he come back. Then when that Polai came, he was so like very sad. He said, I have followed Brother Teo so long, 5-6 years, and yet I cannot understand and develop it. Then he said, Po Cheng so new, Polai so new, can understand it so fast. I told him, your time will come, you don't worry. Then really, after that, he developed the faith, then he investigate, inquire. Then when the condition come, well, I also ask him to ask for forgiveness, repentance, and all things, and invoke power of merits or aspiration like what you have gone through. Then when he was at Wat Ma Chap, I think Achayananda with Yuen Chan many years back, the condition arise because he has affinity Kuan Yin, then the Kuan Yin chanting, then straight away that thing synchronized with his nature, then he become transformed. Then he realized what the silent mind is. Well, when the awareness and the chanting become one, the awareness came, then the faith was very strong. That's how it connect to. Then when he came back and described to me, I said, Sadhu to you, from now onward you will progress very fast. And that is what happened. That's why he said, after that thing happened, he read my Heart Sutta note, the appendix 3 or 1. So different. For 6 years or 6 times he read that book, he cannot understand. But that moment onward, he started to understand and he was so amazed by the beautiful Dhamma. Well, all those things come from the silent mind. Then after that, he progressed very fast. Then he starts to learn more things. That's why everybody's path is different, because condition is different. Then after that, you are very close to him. He actually give you a lot of confidence and faith, despite what happened for many occasions and many years. I realized he was the one that is instrumental in helping you. I remember during the early years, I think you can confirm this, the spiritual trip we went, he always encouraged you to come and ask me, Brother Teo, can I help you carry this, carry that? Is there anything you want me to help? Then I saw you so sincere, that's why I let you do. Then I invoke power of merits, wholesomeness for you. But I realized you need to overcome your coming obstruction. Just like what Polian they all went through, is a lot. A lot of people don't understand coming obstruction. Then you have your coming obstruction because of what you did in the past. Then because of the pure wish, I knew the time will come. So how it happened, I don't know. I cannot interfere. I can only do my part. That's why all these things helps. So after that, the wholesomeness keep on arising, then you have the condition to help me suggest the website, then everything fall into place. And that give you a lot of parami. Then when you invoke power of merits, you really have the condition to progress and become what you are now. So my nature really rejoice. Sadhu, you know. From yes. now onward, you will not get lost. You yeah. will be able to progress very fast, very beautifully. So Sadhu, so more and more Kayamita has moved. So this will give more people faith and confidence, because a lot of them, they were almost the same time as you.
Sure.
In Poland, they are the same time as you. So all Kayamita will come to know that you have to be patient. You have to have the sincerity, the faith, then persevere. Just do. Don't try to know. So good sign. Eh? Even Poland also improve a bit. But for you, you really develop it very well now. So my nature rejoices. You really understand. Otherwise, you cannot speak all this. You cannot understand my words.
Yeah, correct, really. I mean, yes, again, I really want to thank Brother Song, you know, for keep on always encouraging me and Sister Poaching also.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also Pauline, is it? Because it's like there was a time where I was about to give up, is it?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then she pulled me in, is it?
Oh,
so really, really, is it? So really, I mean, Kayamita is very, very important.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay.